you have found Authentic Business Adventures, the business program that brings you the struggles, stories, and triumphant successes of business owners across the land. Past episodes of the Authentic Business Adventures program can be found on the podcast link at drawincustomers.com. We are coming to you from the Sun Prairie Community Radio Studios, underwritten by Bank of Sun Prairie. My name is James Kademan, business coach at Draw In Customers Business Coaching, co-owner of Calls on Call Shared Receptionist Services, and author of the Bold Business Book, available on Amazon. Today, we are welcoming slash preparing to learn from Ashley Woyak from Forward Natural Medicine. Ashley, how are you doing today?
I am good. Thank you.
So I am excited to learn about Forward Natural Medicine because nobody wants to go backwards and nobody likes synthetic. And,
exactly.
Medicine apparently is needed. So why don't you tell us, what do you do?
Yes, I am a naturopathic and chiropractic doctor in the Madison area. My office is on the west side.
Okay.
I work with a lot of patients who have tried the whole medication route or traditional healthcare route, and they're not getting results, or they're just still very sick, chronically ill, and they need something different.
Sure.
You know, they really want to get healthy and get better, and I kind of provide that. I come in and do a more natural approach to health and figure out what's causing their illness and doing more natural support to get them better.
So when you talk about the individual illnesses, that's a broad range. People have all kinds of ailments, right? Mm-hmm. So is there something you specifically work on, or is it all manner?
Yeah, right now I'm working with a lot of females who have thyroid issues or hormonal issues. So, and they might not even know they have it. So the main symptoms are, you know, they can't lose weight. They're fatigued. They have no energy. Exhausted, depression, anxiety. You know, their hair's falling out, all sorts of stuff that they're just given maybe a pill and it's not doing anything and they want to feel.
You might have just described half the population.
I know. All these women, they say, oh, my doctor tells me like I'm just aging or it's normal. And they're like, I do not feel normal. And that's not normal.
Sure.
So, yeah, I want them to live till they're, you know, 90s and feeling amazing every day.
Sure.
You know, so.
So I imagine part of the problem that you run into, which is, I guess, me, with a lot of businesses that I deal with, run into is partly an education.
Yes.
Or an interest, just even aware that there's another option than just going to the doctor, take two of these pills and.
Exactly.
So, or just get told there's not a problem.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people just don't know they have me out there. And the part of the problem is because Wisconsin is not a licensed state for naturopathic doctors.
Really?
Yeah. A lot of people are like, what do you do? They're so, because they haven't heard of it.
Sure.
So naturopathic medicine, when I went to med school, it's on the same route, you know, by basic sciences, clinical sciences, but where we differ is like treatment. So instead of pharmaceuticals or surgeries, we do more, you know, preventative medicine, diet, lifestyle, supplements, botanicals, things like that. And there's over, I think it's about 27 states now that have licensed naturopathic doctors where they work in clinics and hospitals and they're reimbursed with insurance.
Oh.
But Wisconsin is not one of them. So that's why I think people don't really know about it.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So is that because just government slow moving kind of thing?
Yeah, the Midwest is a little, we lag a little bit, you know, compared to West Coast and East Coast when it comes to, you know, forward thinking on medicine like that. So.
Well, it's interesting. I was talking to this guy that was starting a business, some cancer, something or other. I forget exactly what it was. But he was talking because he had some revolutionary product that he was putting out there. Maybe it was diagnosis. Whatever it was, he was talking about the business of cancer as just one ailment, right, is huge.
Oh, my gosh. Billions and billions of dollars.
So there's not really a huge fight to solve it or to cure it.
Exactly.
It's just treatment.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And you would think insurance companies would want to, like, cover what I do because I literally get people better and off medications, but they also make a ton of money off of people being sick and needing medicine. And I don't want any, you know, potential patients or people or other medical doctors to think I'm bashing our system, you know, because I'm not. We definitely need
everything. I will totally bash our system. You can leave that to me.
Okay, okay. Because we do need it, but it is broke, and I just want there to be room at the table for what I do.
Sure.
You know, I don't want people to think I'm some quack doctor. Like, what I do really solves problems, and there needs to be a room at the table for doctors like what I do.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. That's fair. Mm-hmm. And I'll agree with you 1,000 times, because realistically, the problems haven't been solved yet.
Exactly.
And so we can keep banging our head against the wall, or we can try something different, right? I mean, I can say that if I had some type of ailment or something like that, and doctors couldn't help me, or they said, oh, you're just getting older, or hey, take two of these pills and don't bother calling me because that'll be an extra $50 or whatever. I would explore some other options.
And when you look at all other wealthy developed nations in the world, we have the absolute worst health, like mortality, morbidity, compared to any other nation. The highest rates for deaths during birth, you know, childbirth, and for both mom and baby.
Really?
Like, that's awful. That's
that is bad. Terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. So something needs to change.
Sure. And I would bet that we probably pay close to the most, if not
the
most. Oh,
way more. Way more.
Way more. Okay.
Yep.
So somebody's making money and it's not necessarily working.
Exactly.
So in our minds, the system is broke, or at least my mind. But there may be some people that are making some money on this. They're like, no, it's working great, just fine. This is fantastic. My yacht says everything is fine. So you went to school for a lot of stuff, it sounds like.
Yes. I went to, I'm originally from Baraboo, so high school from there, if we're taking it way back.
Okay.
And then I went to Edgewood for undergrad for chemistry and math. And then I originally was studying for my MCAT, you know, to go to med school.
Okay.
But then I just realized I wasn't passionate about pharmaceutical drugs. I didn't.
Sure.
I was all about, like, why are people sick? Why aren't we trying to figure out why we have all these health problems? And the typical medical route just didn't seem to answer those questions for me. And so I explored some other options. And a professor at Edgewood mentioned naturopathic medicine. And I was kind of like, what the heck? I had never heard of it.
Right.
And so I explored some schools and looked into it. And like I said before, there's a I think there's about 7 accredited schools.
Okay.
And
nationwide or statewide?
Nationwide. And that includes Canada, too. So I think there's 5 in the U.S. and 2 in Canada.
Wow.
But, and so it's, like I said, very similar to a traditional medical school route. You have the same basic and clinical sciences, but where they're different is treatment, or like how you support a patient. So instead of, I mean, we do learn a lot about pharmaceuticals, and in some states, naturopathic doctors can actually prescribe or take patients off pharmaceutical drugs or even do minor surgeries, things like that, because we are taught that. But we do a lot more in, you know, like I said, prevention, diet, lifestyle, supplements, botanical medicine, homeopathy, all that stuff. And then we have to do clinical rotations as well.
Sure.
So I was in Chicago for that. And depending on the state you decide to practice in, you do have to do a residency.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Interesting. So, and how long is residency?
It depends. Some states you have to do like 2 years. In Wisconsin, because it's not a licensed state, I did not have to do residency. So,
Is that good or bad?
It depends. I mean, I still did over 2 years in a clinical rotation. So working, it's not like I just jumped out of school without seeing any patients. So
let's do this.
Yeah, no, 2 years of working under other medical, naturopathic, and chiropractic doctors.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of experience before I set up shop.
Sure. So I want to quiz you a little bit.
Okay.
Because I just came from a meeting with a group of people, and I was using the analogy of people not taking a bold step with their business. The same way that people don't take bold steps with their health. And when I mean bold, I mean just taking any steps towards their health, right? So I was joking with someone because they're like, oh, business coach, what do you do, right? You must help them with marketing and sales and all this kind of stuff. And I'm like, I do, but generally speaking, you find there's a psychology issue or there's other problems before you even get to that other stuff. And so I used the analogy. I said it's just like losing weight, right? People know how to lose weight, right? It's not like it's some secret, but still we don't.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that just don't for whatever reason, right? Their standard's not there. And I looked around the room and there's some woman said, hey, you're getting a little close to home. I look, like 80% of the room is overweight not just like, a couple pounds, like we need a garage door to get in our house kind of thing. And I said, oh, maybe that was a bad analogy. So I'm thinking, like with what you do, you're helping people with their lifestyle change. That has to be hard.
Oh, yeah. Well, it depends. So a lot of the women I see especially are desperate for a change. So they will, when I say jump, they say how high, because they want to get their life back.
Nice. Okay.
Because no one has been able to help them. And they're finally like, oh my gosh, here's an answer.
Sure.
Someone can help me. And they are so excited.
But
I do have some people, and a lot of people call, they're interested in getting care. And I kind of inform them what it's going to take, because it's not, you can't keep doing the same thing over and over expecting different results.
Right.
It's called insanity. So if you want to get your life better and feeling amazing, you're going to have to do some different stuff.
Sure.
So I explain that there's going to be lifestyle, diet modifications, that, you know, you've got to be really motivated. And if some people are just like, you know, I'm not ready, then that's okay. You're not ready, and come back when you are.
Sure.
You know, I don't want to feel like I'm forcing people to get better. You also have to be motivated and ready. But luckily, a lot of the women I see are pretty excited.
Gotcha. So. That's awesome. Okay, mm-hmm. So it's probably way easier to work with someone that is actually driven to make a change.
Exactly. Yep.
Than the same people that say, you know, for the past 20 years, I've been trying to lose this weight and it's just not coming off, mm-hmm. right? Pass mm-hmm. me the cake.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yep. Yeah. So it depends, you know, and... But otherwise, it's there are people, though, out there that okay. are just not ready. But
sure.
then I'm not ready to take them on as a patient
sure,
either.
That's you know? Totally so. Fair. Not uh-huh. driven to motivate here.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Uh-huh. So.
So is this your first business?
This is.
It is. Mm-hmm. And how do you like it so far?
I love it.
Nice.
I love it. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's worth it.
Sure. So. What's your favorite thing about owning the business?
I just love getting people better. It's like mm-hmm. seeing results.
Sure.
I love... I guess my own schedule, you know, mm-hmm. I'm able to come and do this right now. You know, mm-hmm. if I worked for someone else or at
sure.
a big corporation, I might not be able to go out in the public as much or right. or do what I wanted as
going
much.
Go on a radio show
yeah.
from James, no way.
So, yeah, just going out and getting people, bringing awareness to what I do
sure.
as well is exciting.
Sure. So counter to that, what's the mm-hmm. worst thing about owning your own business?
Ooh. There's like never any off time. Okay. I mean, there is, you know, I definitely make sure to give myself time.
Sure.
To spend with family or friends to decompress. But mm-hmm. there's always things in the back of your mind that have to get done.
Sure.
And right now it's mostly myself. I have some hired people, you know, but otherwise it's mostly myself doing a lot. So
sure.
That can be a little overwhelming at times.
Right. It's a lot of work and it comes mm-hmm. down to you in regards to figuring out your time, what's
yep.
important, what's not.
Yep.
And
exactly.
Either I imagine there's balls that get dropped every once in a while, but more it's that you have to prioritize stuff and say no.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, all right. Mm-hmm. So how do you decide what to say no to?
Oh, that's a tough one because I feel like I'm saying yes to a lot of things, but right now I have the time, you know, just opening up your own practice.
Sure.
I do have some time, so which is mm-hmm. good, but at the end of the day, okay, is this something I'm passionate about?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do I love it? Is it going to make me excited and get going?
Mm-hmm.
If it's something that's just going to drag me down or be an energy sucker, then right now I'm going to have to say no and
sure.
prioritize and really, mm-hmm. you know, eyes on the prize.
Right.
So
you, when did you start this?
May 2018. May.
Okay. So we're talking the neighborhood of 6 months?
Yeah. That's when I started seeing patients. I've obviously been working on opening up my practice.
Sure.
And doing other stuff long before that.
Yep.
But that's when I started seeing patients.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So you have family?
I do. I have, most of my family is up in Baraboo.
Okay.
And then I do have, my husband has some family here in Madison.
Okay.
Which has been really nice because in Chicago we, you know, didn't have anyone. So it's just us.
Nice. Did you, mm-hmm. you moved up here specifically to start the business?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah. We're contemplating staying in Chicago and
okay.
opening up my practice there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we just realized if we wanted to be closer to family
mm-hmm.
or back in the Madison area, that
sure.
that would be the time and not open up a practice in Chicago and then a couple of years later close up and
sure.
move up here. That would be...
Start from scratch.
Yeah, that would be
sure.
a lot of work. So.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So... You've been married to your husband more than 6 months, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So there
yes.
was a time that you told him, hey, I'm going to start my business, right?
Mm-hmm.
And was he cool with that or was he like, what?
No, he was really supportive.
Okay.
Yep. Luckily in Chicago, I had a couple mentors who were,
mm-hmm.
had their own practices and were really successful and were more than happy to give me advice
sure.
on opening up my own practice. So
mm-hmm.
I felt pretty confident and he was really supportive of that.
Very cool.
So...
Very
yeah,
cool.
I think everyone, no matter what you do, you need help and guidance from someone
you do.
Who's done it, you know, or
yes.
a mentor, like who's been successful. So
mm-hmm.
you can, A, get inspired and motivated. Like,
mm-hmm.
okay, if they can do it, I know I can.
Yep.
And then just if you need help along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's
yeah.
tough to do things on your own. I'm sure you know that.
I would say on the verge of impossible, at least without help of some kind,
exactly.
whether that's helping with education
mm-hmm.
or maybe even if it's just motivation and drive or something
mm-hmm.
like that. But to say that you did it on your own without anybody's assistance, I don't believe
yeah,
you.
Yeah, you're lying.
Yeah, don't believe you. You always wonder, like, who's the first Sherpa that went up to climb the mountain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody was the first one to be like,
yeah.
hey, where's the trail kind of thing? But everybody, maybe it was just a couple people did it on their own.
Yeah.
I just wonder, together maybe.
Yeah.
Anyways, doesn't matter. Off track here. So you... do a lot of good marketing, it seems like, right? Because you're building your business and you're doing well after only six
mm-hmm.
months.
Yeah, no, I'm seeing a lot of patients and it's been going good. I mean, I do a lot of advertising wise, like social media, online
mm-hmm.
stuff. And
mm-hmm.
I hired someone to do that because that's a whole other monster self. Mm-hmm. And that would take so much of my time. And that's mm-hmm. not what I want my time to go towards. Sure. I love studying and figuring out what's going on with my patients. I really want to take my time there.
Sure.
So I'm paying someone to do my online, you know, Facebook, Google, all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I've hired... Is it fine who I say who I hire? Or just should I say another company?
Well, you can.
Okay.
Sure.
I've hired calls on call to do all my reception work and mm-hmm. scheduling, and that has been so helpful because originally I was going to just do it my own, like mm-hmm. answer phone calls and do all that, but that was so overwhelming, and they don't want to talk to the doctor when they first call, right. Mm-hmm. An office, and so they've taken so much off my shoulder and really sure. helped. So that's another thing I kind of outsourced.
Mm-hmm.
Or
maybe they do want to talk to the doctor, but they talk to you forever.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
free,
exactly.
Right?
I know. I did end up getting too busy to be able to make calls and do.
Sure.
So that's good. But a lot of advertising outside,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Really, coming back to Madison, it was more just meeting people, like getting
nice.
Out in the community.
Okay.
And bringing awareness
mm-hmm.
and then also learning about other businesses and just getting back kind of in the mix of everything again.
Sure, sure.
So.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Super cool. So one thing I was curious about is you start your business, you get all your education, you're like, hey, I'm going to start this naturopathic clinic, right?
Mm-hmm.
How do you figure out the layout for the office and what part of town you're going to be in? How do you choose a location?
Yeah.
And then once you find that location, how do you decide rooms and layouts and all that kind of stuff?
Yep, that is tough.
Okay.
That
okay.
I mean,
not
I did
me.
It, but it is tough because, you know, what's the best place? You know,
mm-hmm.
I live downtown Madison, but I didn't think that would be the best spot.
Sure.
You know, because when patients come, especially if I'm dealing with women who are, you know, moms or something, they probably live more out in the suburbs. So
mm-hmm.
my office is on the west side right off of the Beltline.
Okay.
So it is really easy access to,
mm-hmm.
you know, I have patients from Sun Prairie, Cross Plains, Wanakee, like all Verona,
oh, nice.
Like kind of all over. So it's just nice that it's not too bad of a drive no matter
sure.
where you're coming from.
Sure.
So, and then office space, starting out, I really wanted a low overhead.
Mm-hmm.
So my office isn't huge, not a ton of rooms. And just to kind of keep it simple.
Sure.
So, and I have a lot of my stuff is educating patients and going through and talking about their diet, lifestyle, and supplements and going over lab work.
Mm-hmm.
And then I do some chiropractic work and functional neurology, which is like how your brain and body kind of work together.
Oh,
because
sure.
so many doctors just look from the neck down.
Sure.
They don't realize that our brain controls everything. So, and because a lot of my patients are anxiety or depressed or something.
Oh, sure.
I like to do some brain-based exercises to kind of get them feeling better faster. So
brain-based exercises.
Yeah,
help
yeah.
me with that.
So I do a functional neurology exam. So we
okay.
just do. I do a lot of. People can't see me on
sure.
the radio show,
just
but
use your imagination.
Yeah, do all sorts of exercises to see how their brain is performing, and some
okay.
areas based on the exam I can tell are a little underperforming than
mm-hmm.
other areas, and so when that's the case, I give the patient some exercise ideas to stimulate that part of the brain so it's not kind of subpar.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Your brain is underperforming.
Yep,
so.
Let's get you better. Uh-huh.
Interesting.
I don't know if that makes sense, but.
It does.
Okay.
I've interviewed a lot of people where their brain mm-hmm. is severely underperforming.
Yeah.
It's totally a thing.
Mm-hmm. So that's another 300-hour course I'm working on finishing. Because then when I'm done with...
300-hour?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'll have my fellowship in functional neurology. So that's
okay.
kind of what I'm working towards right now.
Nice. That's
so,
super cool.
Yeah.
Well, so you have a couple different practice areas
yeah,
there, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yep. I don't advertise like towards chiropractic, like back pain, neck pain, things like that. It's not...
Mm-hmm.
my passion, and I think there's other doctors out there that do great at it, and
mm-hmm.
they accept insurance, whereas I don't, so a lot of people don't want to come in
sure.
if they have insurance that covers it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got the chiropractic, the naturopathic, and the functional neurology, but chiropractic can be amazing for other things, so that's
mm-hmm.
why it's nice to have if I
sure.
do need to use it for patients.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
So the naturopathic, is there any insurance companies that will cover that here in Wisconsin? Or
not right now, because
no.
it's not licensed in the state.
Okay.
But what
oh,
I
that's
do...
a prerequisite then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. What I do is patients, it's a cash-based model, but
mm-hmm.
I always give them an invoice with everything that we've done with like CPT codes, diagnosis codes, things like that,
mm-hmm.
and they can get reimbursed from their insurance just depending on their insurance company. So some
mm-hmm.
of them, and if they have flex spending, that I can take.
Sure.
Because I do have chiropractic license in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I am a licensed doctor in the state. So that's why they can get reimbursed depending on their insurance and whatnot. So.
Gotcha. You raised an interesting point because I wanted to ask you about the doctor designation. Because you went to school for a lot of different practices. Mm-hmm. So the doctor designation comes from naturopath and chiropractic? Or because it's not recognized? Because naturopath isn't recognized in Wisconsin, the doctor designation in Wisconsin is chiropractic?
No, yeah, that's a good question. So, and I just assume people know, and so I'm glad you brought that up. I know.
We totally don't.
So I went to school for naturopathic medicine.
Okay.
You know, that's a whole program in itself. And if you're in a licensed state, then you're a naturopathic doctor.
Okay.
If I only had my naturopathic degree, I cannot be considered a doctor at all in Wisconsin.
Interesting. So you can cross the border to some other state.
Yeah, so I actually hold my license in Minnesota for naturopathic medicine because I, even if though it's not licensed in Wisconsin, I still want to say I've taken my board exams, which are really difficult, and I hold a valid license in a licensed state.
Sure.
So I kind of have that, you know, at least that going on. But then I decided while in school to get my chiropractic degree as well. Mm-hmm. Because I knew I would want to either be in Illinois or Wisconsin, and both states do not license naturopathic doctors, so I figured I'll get this degree as well, so I am a licensed doctor in whichever state I decide to open up my practice.
All right, you went through a lot of school.
Yeah, it was a lot. My husband's happy I'm done.
Nice. No more financial aid.
I know, yeah, exactly.
That's
so
funny. Interesting. Okay, so are you said you live downtown, and then you have the West Side office.
Correct.
How did you decide on where it was going to be located?
I saw a couple office buildings, and I knew I wanted to have it be easy access, and I didn't, and I knew I wanted free parking,
because
people sometimes just don't want to deal with that. They don't want to pay to park.
That rules out downtown.
Exactly. Yep. Even though I would love to get up and just walk right over to my office, that's not going to happen. So I looked at a couple office spaces that were just easy access, and I found my office on the West Side, and I just kind of fell in love with it. It's a really nice building, and handicap accessible was really big for me. So that was a key for this building I found, and it was in just a good location next to some other healthcare providers too.
Nice.
So
very cool. Yeah, it is a nice office, so that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you find yourself getting referred by other doctors?
A couple.
Okay.
I think right now not a ton, just because I'm new to the area and still meeting some other doctors. So, and then it depends on the doctor. Some are really open-minded, or they have patients that they just don't know what to do with.
Sure.
So they'll say, hey, go see this person.
This one's yours now.
So, yeah, exactly. Oh, good luck. Or some doctors might think, what I do might not make a difference.
Gotcha, you know, okay.
Some doctors don't think diet and lifestyle matter at all.
That's
so it
crazy.
Depends on who I, you know, what doctor is referring. So
interesting.
I know. It all is interesting.
So do you have employees now or do not?
Right now, no. Not in my office. Outside of my office, yes. But no, just me right now.
Okay.
Inside my office.
Is the idea to add employees?
Definitely.
Okay.
I'm hoping by year one, I'll be getting a larger office with a couple more rooms and having a front desk person and maybe an assistant. But, you know, the assistant might need to wait a little bit longer, but I definitely want to have some front desk or office manager, something like that.
Sure.
Because there's a lot to do.
I bet. You know? I bet. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you walk us through? Did you do a business plan or anything like that?
I did.
Okay.
I didn't end up getting a loan or anything. I saved up a bunch during school, which was awesome. My husband helped me, so that was helpful. But yeah, definitely did a business plan.
So what did you do? Because I teach business planning class, and I hear from different people how they did business plans or don't do business plans.
Yeah.
So it's always interesting to hear. What did you use in regards to either the software or an outline, or was it just a napkin? Or?
Yeah, luckily during school we had, I want to say five or so business classes.
Oh,
and
wow.
So we actually had to write a business plan for one of our classes.
Oh, nice.
And our business professor kind of went over it. And some students who were like, no, I definitely am not going to open up my own practice, you know, didn't put a whole lot of love and care into it.
Sure.
But for myself, I knew I was going to. So I really hammered that home and then got as much advice as I could from a couple of my professors and a couple other outside doctors.
Nice.
So, which was helpful.
Sure.
Yeah.
I bet.
Yeah.
So are you on track for where you thought you would be, or ahead or behind?
I would say, I need to double check some of my numbers, but definitely on track.
Okay.
You know, there's some things I've definitely saved some money on, where I didn't, you know, I'm not spending as much as I thought, and there's some where I'm spending a little more, but that's okay. You know, sure, it's all totally working out, and I'm, you know, able to, I'm definitely making money in my mm-hmm. office. So that's good.
That's very good. Yes. You don't want to go the other direction.
I know. Yeah, no, I'm making money and able to pay myself. So everything's, mm-hmm. everything's good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's always, I had this student that she was doing cranial sacral massage
mm-hmm.
and she was offering it. She was telling me all about it. And I was just, I had never heard of it before. I guess maybe vaguely heard of it, something mm-hmm. like that. But she was charging $35 a session. And she was giving me a laundry list of all that it could solve, right?
Yeah.
Headaches, you'll never have burnt toast again. Just like laundry list. Mm-hmm. Any ailment she could solve with this thing. And I'm like, oh, that's crazy. That's super cool. And we were working through the financials, and there's no way that she could make any money charging this $35 a session.
How long was a session?
I want to say an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
So, and she had, her intention was to quit this job. She had a decent job.
Yeah.
Full benefits and all that kind of stuff. So this would, this her new business would have to sustain her, her husband, and I want to say four kids.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, okay, well, we know what you need to make, right? Mm-hmm. That's the goal. So let's just work the numbers and see if we can make this happen. And there was no way.
Yeah.
No way. She wasn't even bringing... Or she couldn't, I should say. We're just doing the planning at mm-hmm. this point. It wasn't to the point where she was actually existing in business. But in her mind, $35 an hour was incredible.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, my job, I'm only making 15, 20 bucks, whatever it is. And I was like, you don't get to take home everything that you charge.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
So in her mind, she had this thing like, oh, yeah, it'll be awesome. It'll be great. Rainbows, moonbeams. In the plan... That was not the case because mm-hmm. we worked out, you know, what's your capacity and all this jazz. And I remember her just looking at me like I just stepped on her pony or something. Like that.
Oh, no.
I shattered her dream, right? So I asked her, I'm like, if you can really solve all this stuff, why wouldn't you charge for it?
Because mm-hmm.
if you don't charge for it, you're going to be out of business. And then all those people that you would be willing to help, you can't.
Yeah.
Because you just can't afford to. You have to stick at your the you job you job. Hate.
Yeah.
So it was interesting talking with her and figuring out, how can she can help as many people as possible and still make enough money to survive to the point where she wants to survive.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. So it's awesome that you did that and mm-hmm. figured that out.
And honestly, you know, all throughout school, which mm-hmm. was, you know, about 5 years when we were in Chicago, I'm very fortunate that my husband had a good job and kind of took care of all of our finances. Mm-hmm. And so starting my own practice, we kind of talked about it, and our expectation was me not to bring home any money our first year of me practice.
Okay.
Just for me to save up at my office and for my business. And mm-hmm. so I've been lucky enough that it wasn't a huge pressure on me to, like, what am I bringing home?
Sure.
Every month or something. So I am paying myself, but at least my first year I kind of had some wiggle room.
Gotcha, okay. Mm-hmm. Wasn't ramen every day or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah.
It's not healthy.
Uh-huh. So not many people are lucky to have a supportive spouse like that.
No, I can tell you, my wife is the health insurance
mm-hmm.
for us.
And yeah.
I think she even has that on the LinkedIn profile. From like chief health insurance provider or something like that.
Oh, that's funny.
She her job, she doesn't need to be on LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting that she has that, like, connections and all that mm-hmm. jazz. Funny.
Oh, that's funny.
So has anybody ever told you not to start your business?
No one has said that, but they definitely are always like, oh, wow. Like, and they
really?
Seem surprised or shocked. Okay. Like, oh, you're starting your own practice? That's a lot of work. And
was this other students or
other doctor, like other doctors I've met? You okay. know, I go to a lot of seminars, so I meet doctors who have been in, you know, the field for mm-hmm. 20, 30 plus years.
Sure.
And so I had a lot of job offers because I would just always see, you know, all these other doctors, and
sure.
I'm just like, no, I think I'm gonna do my own, you know, practice and mm-hmm. my own space, and they're like, oh, really? Oh, wow! You know, like, good luck or something.
Really?
You know, but. I don't know, you know, I didn't
Is it
really
a challenge because you're younger? Or
I think younger,
it come down to a
maybe
woman
they
thing, or
just,
it?
It's a lot of work. Like, I think they
I
know,
don't doubt that.
They know it's a lot of okay. work, and I don't think a lot of young people right out of school
sure.
open their own practice. I think okay. a lot of them will do, an associate position or something mm-hmm. like that, and I just knew I would always want to open my own practice,
sure.
so why waste the time with an associateship?
Amen
not
to that.
Just, not saying it's a waste of time, because I know, you know, you can learn
sure.
valuable knowledge, but if I know I'm going to want to build my own practice and clientele, mm-hmm. like, let's just do it. Like, let's
Instead
just,
of building somebody else's.
Exactly, yeah. Like, it's going to be hard no matter what,
right.
so let's just go.
That's awesome. High five
Thank
there.
Thank you.
Pow.
Yeah.
Boom. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. So what have been some of the challenges in regards to starting your business that you didn't anticipate?
So this is funny. Because I had a couple mentors with really successful practices, I think I just assumed like I would just open up shop and patients would be running in sure. and I'd be making so much money. And nice. That has not been the case. Mm-hmm. You know, from a business perspective, I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, it's a lot more work getting just sure. educating people and letting them know I'm here and getting them in the door. So that was, mm-hmm. I don't know what I was thinking. So
like, you got your fancy office. Yeah, they uh-huh. just like wait by the door.
I know. I just thought I'd like, you know,
this,
oh, here
this is
come.
When customers show up. Right?
So that was, you know, after I think a week or two, I looked at my husband and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not making $1 million.
Nice. Where did I go wrong?
I know. Yeah. So that was a challenge. What other challenges have I had? Just realizing how much went into it, honestly. Okay. There's just a lot more smaller things or all these little things that you don't mm-hmm. know you have to do that you've got to do. Mm-hmm. And it would be so much easier, yeah, to just walk, you know, work for someone else, go in, do your job and leave.
Right.
You know, because then you don't have to do all these mm-hmm. other, you know, I don't just... manager
type
of stuff.
Start the LLC or whatever.
Yeah,
EIN
that,
number.
All the banking, taxes, mm-hmm. you know, just getting paperwork ready during the day, like a lot of just managerial type things mm-hmm. that are not medical. You know, right. like I went to medical, you know, school mm-hmm. doing that, and then I totally forgot about all these business stuff that I have to right? do. So it's like two different hats, definitely. Like my
usually,
practitioner
yes.
hat, and mm-hmm. then I got to take that off and do my managerial, like, office type hat. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's the tough part.
Sure. Have you figured it out yet, or is that
I
still
think
in the
so.
process?
I mean, definitely in the process, but mm-hmm. I'm glad I am figuring it out, in all honesty, because then when I do hire someone, I know mm-hmm. if they're doing a good job or not.
Sure.
And right now, all the things I'm doing that I eventually want my front desk, you know, or the office manager to do, I'm writing down, keeping a list of
oh, so smart.
Then I can put together a nice binder of like things sure. that we need to get done. So it's just I want things to run very smoothly.
That is so smart. That's yeah. huge. Double high five
Thank
there,
you.
Right? Because of systems and organizing
yeah.
the operations mm-hmm. manual.
Exactly.
I see so many businesses that do not. They say, oh, it's all up here, and they point to their head. I'm like, you're crazy. Because mm-hmm. if you get hit by the bus, you may have employees, but they don't necessarily know how to do what you are doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're out of business, man, which
yeah.
means that they're out of a job.
Yeah.
And that's your responsibility as a business owner to mm-hmm. make sure that they have a job.
Yeah.
And to grow. So that's interesting.
Yep, lots of systems.
Would you mind sharing with us the most expensive mistake that you've made in business?
Ooh, most expensive mistake.
The presumption there is that you've had a couple, because we've all had a couple.
No. Oh, no. No mistakes here.
No. Not at all.
What has my most expensive mistake been? I mean, I've had a couple. I've spent money on some expensive equipment that maybe
sure.
I didn't need right
sure.
away.
Sure.
So, you know, I spent, you know, over $2,000, but I've been using it, and I know eventually it'll get paid off. But maybe
okay.
this early in my career, I didn't
sure.
need to spend so much money on something like that. You know, I think starting off, I've done a good job otherwise of putting a lot of my money towards advertising and marketing,
mm-hmm.
which to start off, I think you really need to do, because
that's
how else can I build my practice mm-hmm. if that's not where I'm, what I'm doing? So,
yeah.
You
gotta
yeah.
yell it. I always tell my students, I'm like, it's 20% of what you do. Your business plan is 20% of what you do. Because realistically, as long as it's viable,
mm-hmm.
you're fine, right? As long as you're not like, I'm going to be the best typewriter repair company in the world. maybe not so much,
yeah.
right? But generally speaking, as long as it's viable,
mm-hmm.
that's 20%. It's 40% marketing, 40% financials.
Yeah.
Because the 40% marketing, if people don't know that you exist, nothing, it doesn't matter what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
and then the financials, if those don't make sense, well, you'll be out of business
yeah.
anyways. Do you have some favorite customer stories you could share with us?
Sure. I have, actually, I just put up, I'm starting to do some video testimonials.
Are you really?
My patients. Yeah,
oh, that's
I'm putting
awesome.
Them on, you know, my YouTube site and Facebook, just so people can be like, oh, there's a real person that got
mm-hmm.
real results and they're really happy. So
very cool.
Yeah, my most recent one I just put up was a young female, actually like my age,
mm-hmm.
and she so like 26, 27, and
okay.
she was having really, she had Hashimoto's hypothyroid, which means like low functioning thyroid.
Okay.
It's an autoimmune disease, so your immune system is attacking your thyroid for some
oh,
reason.
Okay.
So a lot of doctors will just prescribe Synthroid or levothyroxine, which is a thyroid medication, but when it's an autoimmune issue and your immune system's attacking your thyroid, that medication does nothing to stop your immune system from attacking your thyroid.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so you've got to figure out why that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so she had that. She had really bad anxiety. She had some constipation, really bad acid reflux to the point where she had to get like her teeth replaced.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was that bad.
Really bad, okay.
Yep. And so we worked together, and just after a couple weeks of working together, it's been like 6 weeks now, but she didn't have any more acid reflux at all, normal bowel movements, no anxiety, sleeping through the night, was losing weight. So, so happy. She was so happy. Yep.
A storybook.
Uh-huh. So that was good. I have another patient who was having fibromyalgia, which is chronic pain all over your body, really bad migraines, digestive issues, not sleeping well. And after a couple, she was actually getting Botox injections in her neck every couple months for migraines.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so after a couple weeks of working together, she was pain-free. No migraines at all. She doesn't need to get her Botox injections for the time being. You know, she's hoping, we're hoping that she never has to have them again. But, and she is decreasing one of her medications too, like her sleeping medication. So,
oh, very cool.
Yeah. So some good results. I mean, I also have some tough cases, but those are some awesome ones so far.
Well, I imagine you're going to have the good and the bad, right?
Exactly.
That you have to work with, because that's the name of the game, right?
Yep.
You fix people.
Exactly.
So they can't all be super easy.
I know. Yeah. I wish, but.
So I want to ask you about competition.
Okay.
Because I'm assuming in Madison, there's some other people that do what you do, maybe. Mm-hmm. I mean, chiropractors, there's a gazillion of those.
Yep.
But as far as naturopaths?
There are a couple of naturopathic doctors, not a lot.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. And I don't know if they work like full time. You know, I don't know if that's what they do full time. So, and a lot of them do like all, they kind of work with all, what should I say, like diseases or ailments. So if they work with young kids to older patients, you know, and it could just be, oh, I feel sick with a cold, and they might do some stuff like that.
Okay.
Whereas I really focus on people who are chronically ill, who have had these problems for months to years.
Sure.
And they're not getting better. So kind of we both have different avenues that we work with.
Okay.
So, yep.
So you get along?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. Honestly, there's not enough of what we do.
Interesting.
There's so many.
Okay.
Sick people out there that need help and aren't getting better, that I don't worry about competition at all.
That is
fantastic.
There
need to be more people like me, because there's not enough of what I do to help people.
Sure.
So
that's interesting you say that, because in the business coaching world, there's some business coaches that are super cool. They're like, all right,
no.
So many people need help. Mm-hmm. And there's other business coaches I run into that are like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
There's only one slice and it's mine.
Uh-huh. No, I think there's room to share for all of us.
Sure.
We're definitely needed.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. So, do you think it'll be tougher to find someone to work with you, like an employee?
In the future?
Yeah.
In the employee? Well, let's see. So, like a front desk type person, definitely not. I don't think that would be a problem. But in the future, I do want to keep expanding and have more doctors working together. And so I guess it just depends if I would hire someone younger or who's been in practice for a while.
Sure.
I just guess it depends, but I don't think any, with what I do, we're so passionate and like we all want to get people better that people love helping each other.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not worried about any like,
that's
like
that's fair.
Not worried about that.
That's fair.
Uh-huh.
So you said there's only five schools in the U.S. though that are actually teaching these. How many students are they pumping out every year?
Oh, it just depends. The schools, there's a couple on the West Coast, and those are huge. So those are, just because on the West Coast, all the states are licensed, naturopathic doctors are huge. Like, everyone has a naturopathic doctor, just like we have a primary care doctor.
Really?
Yes. So that's why I contemplated, A, going out to school out there, because I traveled out there to look at them, and then B, getting a job out there because I knew insurance would cover it, and I'd be treated just like a normal doctor. So
I don't have winter.
So, you know, I'm like, gosh, it'd be so easy to thrive out there, but at the same time, being from the Midwest, I'm like, no, I kind of want to be a pioneer here. And like, let's get this going. So in the future, it keeps, you know, like it's. Keeps going.
That's
so
funny.
Uh-huh.
I always tell people that they get to choose how steep the mountain is that they're gonna climb.
I've got like a rope climbing
device. Let's go in a state that doesn't accept it. No insurance.
I know,
let's do this.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Can you tell us what the worst is? What is the worst decision that you have ever made in business, and what was the result?
Oh gosh, worst choice for business.
You've only been in business probably 6 months, right?
Yeah.
Give or take. So
I'm sure that I'll
make
be
more.
A lot more. I think So right now I signed, or when I found an office, I signed a 3-year lease.
Okay.
And the only thing, I'm kind of slapping myself for that, because what if I need a bigger space? Sure. Or what if I want a different location?
Mm-hmm.
So that was the one thing I was really like, I should have only done a 1-year lease.
Right.
But luckily the property I'm at, and they own a bunch of different buildings.
Okay.
She said if they have a larger space come up that I want to go into, they can definitely kind of cross out my contract. So that's,
gotcha,
at least there's some pros in that.
Gotcha.
I'm trying to think. I guarantee you right after the show I'll be like, oh shucks, I thought of something else that was much worse.
Well, tell us about the name, right? So you have Forward Natural Medicine. Mm-hmm. How did you come up with the name?
Well, actually my husband came up with it. So I should give him some props there. So Forward, because it's the motto for mm-hmm. Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. And I love that it is all for being progressive
mm-hmm.
and, you know, forward thinking. And I feel like that with what I do, that's exactly what it is.
Definitely.
It's thinking outside mm-hmm. the box and being progressive with medicine. And then I didn't want to use my last name because I definitely want to grow my practice and
smart.
Be partners with other doctors, you know, and I don't mm-hmm. want them to feel like they're coming in and being underneath me or
sure.
working for me. You know, I want it to be a team effort and to grow and grow and grow.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't want to use my own last name.
Sure. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Not that there's anything wrong with it, but.
No, I totally get it.
Okay.
There's insane room for growth, right? Because
mm-hmm.
realistically, Forward Natural Medicine could be a national company.
Oh, definitely.
And rock and roll, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Or if it was just like Ashley's little practice.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Ashley Naturopathic.
Just, not so much.
Uh-huh.
So outside of work, when you can find a moment to just shut it down,
mm-hmm.
what do you do to relax?
I love to run my dog.
Okay.
Or walk my dog all over downtown Madison.
Nice.
I love to read.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like the Madison Public Library's biggest fan. I'm always over there grabbing
that's
bugs.
That's awesome.
Uh-huh. But yeah, just hanging out with family and friends is always really nice.
All right. So. What do you like to read?
A variety of stuff. Sometimes, what am I reading right now? I like to mix it up. So sometimes I do more growth, personal growth books, and
mm-hmm.
then I like to do more educational. So I'm just finishing a book called Outliers. It's like a
Malcolm Gladwell.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, great book.
And then my next book is Cancer Therapies, like Outside the Box.
Okay.
So, you know, and I like to go back and forth. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, stuff like that.
That is so awesome. I love talking
mm-hmm.
to readers because they're like, this is my current book.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I'm done with this, I don't have to scan the shelves. I got a pile.
Yeah, I've got like five lined up. It's bad.
No. I'm the same way. So it's mm-hmm. awesome because you know exactly what the next step is, right?
Yep.
Which gives you motivation for one, enjoying and appreciating the book that you're on, but also finishing it.
Yes, exactly.
So that you can move on to the next.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's so fantastic. I can tell you from trying to get people to read my book and get reviews and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that, there are not a ton of readers.
That's
so
crazy to me. I
don't
understand why people... Or some people only read, like, fictional books,
mm-hmm.
which is totally fine. I think that's great to do back and forth. I'm like, don't you want to, like, you know,
right.
improve yourself
right.
or learn...
Expand the intelligence,
yeah, exactly.
right?
Exactly. Uh-huh.
That's okay. They'll pay us for our
I know. Yeah, that's true.
That's
true.
Totally fine. What would you recommend to someone who is starting, let's just say, general healthcare practitioner business?
Okay.
Is there some advice that you would give them where you're like, hey, you should probably do this?
I would say don't be afraid to ask for help
mm-hmm.
from anyone, whether it be another doctor in the field or whether it be someone who's just really good at owning businesses,
sure.
you know, or getting help like that. And then also, time management is huge
mm-hmm.
and allocating what you want your time to go to.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to spend my time doing things that if I can pay someone else,
mm-hmm.
you know, a fairly, you know, good price for that, where
mm-hmm.
then I can have more time for what I need to do.
Right.
That's been really important.
Sure.
Me,
so
know?
The opportunity
so,
cost, right?
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to trip over dollars chasing dimes.
No, that's smart.
Mm-hmm.
I just met with my wife for lunch. We have this little room that needs some painting,
mm-hmm.
right? So we called up a couple painters, and the one guy called us back, I think, in 7 hours after I left a message. The other guy called us back a week later, and I was talking to her. I was like, realistically, what's the difference between 7 hours and a week?
Mm-hmm.
Both of them are saying you're not important.
Yeah.
Right? And so we're like, eh. And so I don't know how long it'll be until this room gets painted.
Yeah.
Just sell the house first.
Well, that's why I love calls on call. So I've told, you know, I told them it's really important to call a potential patient if they're
mm-hmm.
interested back immediately because
mm-hmm.
I want them to feel important, then I'm listening, and
right.
I'm, you know, excited to set them up with a free consult, something like that,
mm-hmm.
and they've been doing a really good job with that. So.
And just getting calls answered initially,
exactly,
right?
Yeah. You know, someone needs to be there to answer, and if
mm-hmm.
I'm with patients all day, I can't do that, and then
right.
if I'm you know, it's a long day and I don't leave until 7 p.m. I'm not going to call people back at 8
p.m. That is a long day. Yeah. Holy cow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep. So.
Nice. Let's downshift back into the time management thing. Okay. I know that that's a huge deal for business owners, right? Mm-hmm. There's a time management, feeling overwhelmed, marketing, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Rinse, repeat. Same story. So what are some of your secrets that you use in regards to your systems and all that jazz for time management or tools?
Okay. Anything? I like to, I have like a calendar, like mm-hmm. good old fashioned paper calendar.
You really?
Yeah, oh, well, wow. It's more for like hour to hour what I'm doing. Okay. And I use my, you know, my phone app for other, you know, important stuff.
But, sure.
Because I like to know what am I doing this half hour, but this okay. half hour, you know, what is exactly is going on throughout my day.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to set up my Fridays or just, I don't see patients at all on Fridays. And I mm-hmm. literally just do things that are focused on my business. I'm checking my numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Accounting type things, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Like, so just giving myself a day to.
That's awesome. I do the exact same thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, mm-hmm. I like to get up early every morning to just have a really good morning, work mm-hmm. out, you know, say what my plan is, what I want to accomplish
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. So
nice. That's
I don't
awesome.
Know if that's helpful or not, but.
No, definitely. Definitely. Okay. It surprises me that people still have paper calendars, but then it surprises me even more. It's not bad, mm-hmm. right? In the end, if that's the system that works for you, then by all means, run with it.
Yeah.
It surprises me even more when I ask people what they use for a calendar, and they're like, what?
Oh, my gosh.
It's one of the questions that we ask in the interviews.
Wow.
For hiring an employee is to ask them, when you got this interview scheduled, mm-hmm. where did you write it down or where did you enter it? And some people are just like, oh, I just knew. I just remember.
Oh, my gosh. I think going through school where some of my trimesters, because it's year-round, were 30 credit hour trimesters. So I was in class and clinic from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And mm-hmm. so everything was so important, like what needed to be done. Mm-hmm. So that's where I got really anal about writing everything down minute by minute. Like, that's exaggerating, but like every 15 minutes, what am I doing? And
mm-hmm.
what needs to be done? Because there's so much studying and things to do that you have to be on top of stuff.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know.
So your husband must be happy with Madison.
Oh, yeah.
I know. We're here now.
Yep. Yeah, he's happy.
That's good. Awesome.
Yeah, super Madison's cool. awesome. Mm-hmm.
And let's go back into the health thing here, because there's probably some people listening that are like, I'm feeling kind of full of ailments.
Fat, so, brain fog, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's common. Everything. There's stuff going around, yeah. right? I imagine just about anybody could walk through your door, myself included, mm-hmm. right? Where I would say, hey, I got some problems. And you'd be like, I know. There's no surprise. So let's work to fix them, right? What would you suggest just in general terms for people? Not to put you out of business. But
okay, no, yeah. I love to educate people.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
But by all means.
On my website and Facebook and YouTube, I always am posting educational videos mm-hmm. because I want to educate people.
Sure.
I'm not threatened by going out of business because people sure. still, even I can tell them so much and they still might be overwhelmed or they mm-hmm. don't know what to do.
Sure.
So I'm surprised that more doctors don't give out as much.
Right. That's fair.
You know,
fair.
They should. Like, why? Totally I want fair. People to get better and.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried at all. I'm not going to.
I say that tongue in cheek.
Uh-huh, yeah.
No, we're too healthy.
Yeah.
That's a great problem.
Mm-hmm.
So your YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
can you tell people how to find that?
I think if you look up like Forward Natural Medicine on YouTube or on my my website, which was www.forwardnaturalmed.com, I have like a link.
Okay.
Which, in my YouTube link.
Sure.
Like an Instagram link, a Facebook link, stuff like that.
Okay.
So
the website again is forwardnaturalmed.com.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, it had to be tough to find the domain. Right?
I know, yeah.
That's a thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we only have a few more minutes. Are there any suggestions that you would give for business owners just in general in regards to starting a business?
You have to be passionate and mm-hmm. love what you do and find a driving reason to do it, because if there's times it gets tough and you can be exhausted mm-hmm. and you're giving up time from family and friends mm-hmm. to work on it, so
sure.
it has to be worth it.
Because sure.
if it's not, it's going to be easy to say, ugh, you know, just give up and go work for someone else.
Sure.
Honestly, so
how do you find the drive?
I love what I do, and mm-hmm. I think that there's just such a need for it. Like mm-hmm. our, like you said, our healthcare system really is broken, and I think who's gonna make a change here. Mm-hmm. Who's going to do it? And I live, say, like, that's why you have to get up and go and do it, because you're one of the doctors that are going to change how this country views healthcare.
Sure. I think so. You're just, James said.
This yeah, is I know. Right. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Remember how James said that was broken? So true. So true. I will stand by that 1,000%. The main reason, because we have to pay for healthcare, and it's insanely expensive.
Uh-huh.
It's a huge burden, I guess, for people starting businesses. So when you go back to these places, these speeches, or I'm trying to think what the word that you used.
I do like educational talks and stuff like that. So or make videos, and is that what you're talking about?
Oh, no, the people that told you that are surprised that you were starting your own business. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now that you have started your own business and you tell them, oh, yeah, I have my own practice, what do they say?
They're pretty impressed.
Nice.
Like, holy cow.
All right.
So, but I get what I, now I understand their original, reaction of like, oh, wow. Like, you know, because now
you know
I'm
what
like,
you're getting yourself into?
Now I'm like, oh, they're right. It is tough, but totally worth it. You
right.
know, had, I'm sure like you or any other business owner, if you'd known how tough things would be, you'd probably be like, oh, I don't want to do that. But you just do it and you look back and it's worth it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I made plenty of mistakes.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm a great employee.
Yeah.
I know that, like, I work insanely hard and all that jazz, but I really don't do well with people telling me what to do.
Yeah.
So that's a thing. So I guess in my respect, I always knew I was going to start a business. I didn't necessarily know which one.
Mm-hmm.
At the time when I first started my business a long time ago. But it wasn't, I don't know, it's just one of those things where I remember sitting, I was probably 5 years into my first business. And I was thinking, this is a huge pain in the butt. I'm making probably half the money, 2/3 of the money of what any other person in my field is making, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm working harder. I'm making less. And then I thought, well, I could just get a job with one of those.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's people that randomly would offer me jobs
in
that field then. And I thought, do I want to be one of them?
Yeah.
No. No.
Yeah.
I feel like that's renting. And I bought, right? I own at the time, well, I guess 5 years in, I owned a business. A few years before that, I owned just a job. But it was one of those, like, I couldn't see ever working for someone else. At least, certainly not on a full-time scale of any kind.
I'm the same, too. That's, I kind of just knew I wanted to do my own thing, and I wanted to run my own practice, and I just knew I wanted that. So I get job offers, and I'm like, thank you, and I appreciate it. And that shows that I'm doing something right, that doctors are offering me jobs, but I'm just going to go for it.
And yeah.
So
I can remember getting a job offer from, it was a buddy that was working in a different place. And so he had his manager, whatever, call me up and say, hey, you want to work for us kind of thing? And I was like, And I took the interview just to see, because this was before I started my business, but I knew I was going to start my own. I was in the process of putting it together, you know, your website and all that jazz.
Yeah.
And I met with this guy and I was like, do I want to be this guy? Because first I started as an employee, and then you climb up the ladder, and then eventually you hit the rung, whatever rung that this guy's on. Do I want to be this guy? And no, not even a molecule in my body wanted to be this guy.
Yeah.
So I was just like, you know, we're good.
Well, at least you knew that, you know, and you walked away.
It was one of those test things, right? It was one of those, like, this is what I believe that I want.
Mm-hmm.
But let me go through the motions on the other side just to see. I'll just go through this interview and just see what it is. And I'm like, no, that was a good test. I totally do not want this job at all. So, I mean, sometimes you have to go through that regardless of what you're making the decision on.
Yep.
You know, whether you're buying a house or buying a car or getting a job, sometimes you have to go down a road that you don't think you're going to go down just to make sure that this is not the road you want to go down.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. That's a really good point.
So, I mean, that's a thing. Mm-hmm. So congrats to you for starting the business.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
And thank you.
Another huge congrats for starting it and being successful so quickly.
Well, thanks.
I mean, less than 6 months in and you're already ahead. You're helping people. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been fun. Fun along the way. Tough, fun, but it totally worth it.
Right. See, the thing is, though, if it was easy.
I know, yeah.
The world would be full of a bunch of people just messing up. So, worse. So, last bit of advice. Do you have anything to say to the world before we shut her down here?
Oh, that's a trick one. That's
so broad.
It is, right? I mean, if you love what you do and really want to do it and you're nervous, just either get advice, take a class, like I know you teach, or like jump in. You're never going to know it all.
Right?
You're never
That's
going
fair.
To.
That's fair. Huge.
So sometimes the learning is in the doing.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I love it. Awesome. This has been Authentic Business Adventures, the program that brings you the struggles, stories, and triumphant successes of business owners across the land. Coming to you from the Sun Prairie Community Studios, underwritten by Bank of Sun Prairie. My name is James Kateman, business coach at Draw & Customers Business Coaching, co-owner of Calls on Call Shared Receptionist Services, and author of the Bold Business Book, available on Amazon. We'd like to thank you, our wonderful listeners, and our guest, Ashley Wojak from Forward Natural Medicine at forwardnaturalmed.com. Is that right? Awesome. Check her out on YouTube as well. Find us airing on 103.5 Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Sundays at 2 p.m., as well as at sunprairiemediacenter.com. Past episodes can be found morning, noon, and night at the podcast link on drawincustomers.com. Thank you for listening. We will see you next week. I want you to stay awesome, and if you do nothing else, enjoy your business.